Yesterday, I did not get a chance to complete this article, which is so typical of the stuff that is out there. It's so typical of the stuff that has messed parents up. It is so typical of the reason why so many parents are not enjoying their children, are saying, why is this so difficult? Why? I can't believe it. You believe it? Summertime's coming. I'm going to have to actually live with my own child during the day. How much am I supposed to be able to take? The article says, positive parenting. How to get kids to behave better than ever without punishing them. See, there's the key. Without punishing. You Neanderthal, barbarian, borderline throwbacks who still believe that punishment is part of discipline, well, we're going to enlighten you. And I don't want to go over what I said yesterday, but I'll just give you a quick summary here. More than a third of parents say that their methods are not effective, reports pediatrician Sherry Barkin, lead author of a recent Wake Forest University survey of more than 2,100 moms and dads. Well, I think it's higher than a third myself, but I think it's, the reason it's only a third is because most folks accept an awful lot of behavior they shouldn't accept. Barkin says punishment teaches children to be resentful and can lead to low self-esteem or rebellious behavior later. See, that's the old, see the old cliche? If you're a disciplinarian, if you're strict, your kid is going to rebel. Going to go crazy and run like a wild dog when they get to college. Now, on the back of this article, they give you three tips. Three tips, okay, on how to deal with kids positively. Not negatively like you do, positively. Let me give you tip number two. Use step-by-step charts. Here's the example, the scenario. Every night, your five-year-old whines. Oh, I don't want to go to meal. You know, God shouldn't have designed vowels. If there weren't vowels in words, kids couldn't whine. You can't whine with consonants. How do you whine with a P? You got to keep popping it. You could sort of whine with an R. No, wait a minute. You got to have a vowel to whine. I don't want to go. Take away the vowels, no whine. Now, this is what they said the old think is. Ready? Now, this is fascinating the way they set up a straw man. This is the old think. This is the way that you barbarians all parent. And what they do is they set up junk discipline and they say, see, this is why your discipline and your punishment doesn't work, because it's junk. Well, yeah, it is junk. You cajole, bribe, and threaten to take away TV privileges, all of which turn bedtime into a battle. Of course they do. There's no discipline going on there. That's the old think. Here's the new think. Together, create a chart with pictures showing your child taking her bath, putting her clothes in the hamper, brushing her teeth, and getting into her PJs for a story. Now, when bedtime arrives, she can be in charge, checking off each item on her to-do list. There you have it. You big dummy. All you got to do is set up a chart. You set up the chart, the five-year-old's going to go, goody, 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 I feel in control now. I can check off the list on the chart. Mommy, is it bedtime yet? I'm really excited about bedtime because I get to do my chart. What parallel universe do these people live in? Have they ever dealt with a real-life five-year-old? Here's what will happen. You'll get a small percentage of kids who will actually get excited about the chart. They'll chart it for a while, 3, 4, 5 days. It'll get old. They don't want to go to bed. The chart's getting old. Furthermore, what's to say at the end of the chart, they'll say, I'm ready for bed now, mommy. Let me kiss daddy, too. It's not going to happen. And I obviously, if I'd have stayed in a university setting, I would have designed a study. I would have. I would have got 100 parents of five-year-olds. 50 of them use the chart. 50 of them stand a kid in a corner. At the end of 2 months, I'm going to say, all righty. Which ones of you are getting your kids to go to bed? I could guarantee you that those using this chart will have about 3 of the 50 gone to bed. Guarantee it. This stuff sounds wonderful. It sounds kind. It sounds sweet. It sounds enlightened. It sounds progressive. It sounds so nice on paper. But in the real world, the average kid will just chomp it up. I don't know where these folks... Well, I do know. They don't deal with kids. I know that. Most of the folks, this Sherry Barkin, this MD, I'll guarantee you she doesn't do therapy. I guarantee it. She may consult. I'll give you another one. Tip number 3, plan ahead. Your 8-year-old is avoiding his homework. When you ask about it, he gets mad and throws his papers all over the floor. All right, now you got 2 problems here. You got a kid who won't do something that is legitimately requested of him, schoolwork. And 2, throws a major league fit at age 8. Old think. This is the old think. This is you antiquated barbarians. Go to your room. You yell in exasperation, telling him to stay there and think about the way he acted. Well, I don't have any problem with him going to his room. But you notice how they make it? Every time you discipline, you're nasty about it. That's the old discipline. You're nasty. Did they ever think there's another ground here? And that ground is, you're not nasty. Now, here's the new think. After he calms down, explain. There's that verbal explain that everyone gets frustrated sometimes and needs a chance to cool off. Offer to help set up an area with books and drawing supplies or a breathing chair. Oh, I'm sorry, beanbag chair where he can go for a break. There you have it. You have never explained this before. He's 8 years old. I guess he just started avoiding his schoolwork last night. This kid probably has been avoiding schoolwork since he's been in school, which would be about 2.5 years. So therefore, explain. Well, I got to believe you've explained it to your blue in the face the last 2.5 years. Then you're going to let him take a break. The problem is he does take breaks. He takes breaks all the time. He doesn't want to do his schoolwork. He gets up. He gets something out of the refrigerator. He goes to the bathroom. He refuses to do it. He stares off. He takes his pen apart. Let him have a break. I don't know how people can be this unrealistic in dealing with real children. Now, here's why it works. You ready? It says why it works. Timeouts give kid a chance to feel better and parents a chance to calm down before responding. Kids cooperate when they feel successful and in control of themselves. Well, I don't want to argue too much about their perception of children, but it sure sounds like children are these eager to cooperate creatures that all you have to do is just to give them a beanbag chair and explain to him why he shouldn't do his homework, and he's just going to go, okay, mother, I can start taking breaks now and I'll feel more cooperative. If a kid's academics weren't at stake, I'd design another study using this technique for 1 year, and let's see how much homework the kid has done. The average kid is simply going to go to the break place. He probably won't even go there most of the time, but if he would, he'd go to the break place, sit down, and avoid his schoolwork. Human nature. No sense of human nature. Hey, yay, yay, yay. This is why parents are all spinning.